Blog Talk Radio.
6 Man
Radio.
Death before dishonor, loyalty lives.
As I enter an industry with thoughts so lucrative, I was self-destruct before I become captive. They wouldn't let me in, now I'ma take that initiative to stand firm and make my own pivot. Yeah, I knew a few people with similar thoughts like these, and together we make the illustrious DVD. We'll fight until the end. Giving up is not an option. Things will never be the same if you ain't with it. Get to walking.
Don't
and I'm saying, keep it as a reminder. Never stay loyal, never dishonor. Change didn't work, must find something to keep on falling. You're part of the solution and you're part of the problem. So we looking for something different, cause we done heard the calling. The time is now, no longer can I stand any more stolen. Understand you possess a consciousness to open closed doors. Tell yourself it's no older.
Good evening. Welcome to another episode of What Race? Are you back now? Are you going to start speaking?
Easy no, no need to go down. Easy no, no need to go down. Rock that, run that, this how we frown. Easy no, no need to go down. Easy no, no need to go down. Rock that, run that, this how we frown.
Listening to my baby, DJ Cell Boogie, the baddest DJ in Tampa.
Baby, come and see me. And we're back.
Welcome.
Ron tried like 4 times to try and, you know, welcome us in, and he got denied. Is that Ron?
Oh, hi. Can I speak now?
Oh, hey. Hey, how are you doing? Yeah, you can talk now.
Oh, okay. So you got everything working on your end?
It's been working. You sound so far away.
Oh, I'm right here.
So how have you been?
Been well, thank you. Enjoying a nice 3-day weekend. How about you?
I enjoyed a 4-day weekend.
Nice.
But I worked today. So, yeah.
Oh, I almost feel sorry for you.
Yeah, you should. You really should. Since it is Memorial Day, we have to give a shout-out to everyone that has served and is serving and all that good stuff. We appreciate it.
Yeah, happy Memorial Day.
Happy Memorial Day is not about barbecue, especially if you look on Facebook, that's like all that it's about. Anyway.
Okay.
So hello and welcome, and thank you for joining us for another great edition of What Race.
Oh, that was a great welcome intro. Yeah, they should have done
like,
that before the brief.
Well, whatever. Do I sound like Delilah? Hello and welcome. So glad you're here to join us tonight. If you want to suggest a song for you and your loved ones, please call in. Getting the Delilah vibe yet?
Are you done?
Do you even know who I'm talking about?
No.
Okay. Fine. Then moving on. We've got a couple, several interesting pieces for you. Rome, since I've cut you off about 4 times before the first, like, half hour, do you want to start for us?
No, you know what? I need to compose myself. I'm not prepared. I was traumatized.
Oh, my God. It's not that big of a deal.
Yeah, you know, I'm sensitive about being cut off, you know.
Does it bring back childhood
memories? Emotional wreck. Yeah. And then, you know, I was driving today and I got cut off in traffic and it's just awful.
Oh, man. You poor thing. Welcome to the world.
This is an awful, awful place to be.
You had like 15 minutes to compose yourself.
It wasn't long enough.
Oh, my goodness.
I have a bunch of negative stories. Like, everybody just decided to, you know, go close with. And most of it, again, is happening in Oregon. So, apparently, if you wanted to walk around and bear it all, Oregon is the place to be.
What?
If you want to walk around and bear it all, I understand you're distracted. But for the listener, it's paying close attention. Yeah. An Oregon man was arrested for playing a violin in front of a courthouse while in the news. Also, a naked man was arrested in front of the White House, decided to strip down and show his goods. And there's a man that was also arrested for driving while not wearing pants because he just received a body wax and he said that it was irritating him. That's 3 stories. Like, just the top start things off. It's just, I tell you. Hold on.
Still doesn't beat the 3 girls that got arrested for twerking in front of the courthouse.
Naked
you know
man, 3 girls twerking. I call it a tie.
I don't think so. Let us know what you think if at any time you want to join in on the conversation while we are live. The number to call is 646-478-3599. Or,
yep.
If you're a little more shy about that type of thing, you can always text us, 50-583-0426. When I say us, I'm being generous. It's really texting me. Go for it. I like it. And you can use that number. You can call or text at any time, any place. Just shoot us a text. Yeah. Speaking of texting, though, you can now text 911 in an emergency.
Oh, is that right?
Yep. As of about 10 days ago.
Really? You experienced this firsthand?
No.
Oh, go figure. Continue.
Yeah, and actually, it's not that new. Back in 2009 was when it started, because they're like, well, you can't call 911 if you're deaf, which is like, huh, never thought of that. I don't know if it's all the states that have taken this up, because I know there's been a few since then that have started it. The text to 911 services is now limited to text only. Photos, videos, and location information will have to wait for the next generation of the technology. That's funny. It's May 20th, a few days ago. There have only been 34 legitimate 911 texts since Vermont started using it so I thought that was interesting. You know, I had never
realized.
I think
it's helpful.
Yeah, definitely. Like, if you're getting robbed or something, you can't really be like, hey, I'm getting robbed, but you can generally text it. And people have gotten so good that even with, the touchscreen phones, I can generally text pretty well, you know, on that. So,
right.
It's a good idea.
Very convenient. Yeah, you have to be discreet about calling, you know, on law enforcement.
Yeah. What else was I going to say? Oh, I have a rant. I have something that I really want to talk about.
I am all ears. I've been looking forward to one of your rants. It's been so long that we've been without your rants. Yes,
you
please.
I think you're sarcastic, but I'm going to take that as serious right there. So, I was thinking about it. And I think it's kind of ridiculous how the world is today, right? So, today you buy...
I'm still with you.
You buy an Xbox, right? You know you have to buy the games because it's a game system that's given. But half the games, if you want to play with people, you have to buy live. That's really frustrating. So you buy a TV. See, this is what I'm really frustrated about because I didn't realize this until I bought the TV and actually tried to watch TV.
Brand new. You buy a TV.
You cannot use it for anything unless it's a smart TV and you've got, like, Netflix or something, unless you have cable. You cannot even get the local channel. If you buy a brand new TV, then you got to get cable. So guess who got cable this week? You buy a computer.
All right, you lost me.
It's just like, why do you have to keep, like, why, God, we have to buy these things in order to use the crap that we already bought? If I wanted to pay for it monthly, I would do a payment plan. I want to buy it and use it. Cause effect.
Right. So, I mean, what do you mean you're not able to use your TV if you don't? I mean,
because
I'm confused, like, why you're upset. What's this rant about?
Well, okay, do you remember back in, like, the 90s, you could pretty much, the 90s, even, like, before that, let's go back, like, a few years, like.
Okay.
What is it?
We're going back.
We'll say 2010. 2010. You could have a TV and not have cable or anything, but you could still see your local channels. And you'd probably have, like, 7 to 15, depending on where you were.
Right.
Now, because everything's digital, you have 0 unless you buy cable.
Okay.
You know how mad I was when I figured that out? And the guy at the store lied to me. He was like, yeah, you can see local channels. You know how mad I was?
I can sense how upset you were, that you were lied
to. This is an HD 50-inch television, and it was a useless TOS until I got cable.
Thanks for the abbreviation.
It's irritating.
Anything else you want to share with us?
Yeah, in cars. Why do you have to buy gas? I mean, why aren't we doing electric yet?
You can buy an electric car. Feel free.
Yeah, they're so expensive. There needs to be more of them. I thought that, like, Obama's second term, he was going to start, like, something about more fuel-efficient cars or electronic cars or something like that.
I mean, his term's technically not up yet. No, it's something along those lines. I mean, he still has time to turn it around. You disagree?
So frustrating.
You'll be all right. You'll live.
It's so expensive. It's great and all the things I need are luxuries, but...
No, they're more expensive than luxury cars, but, you know, you don't have to buy it with gas. And, I mean, you can't really go that far. And you can't take too many road trips. Out of charge unless you plan ahead. And how well are you at planning ahead?
Very well. I like to plan everything.
The lies. Right. So.
What do you mean lies? I plan very, very well.
Are you sure?
Yes. I promise.
Okay. You plan very, very well sometimes. I'll give you that one.
It's all the time. But whatever. So that was my rant. Let me know what you guys think. Tweet me.
That was short. What's your Twitter, since you didn't mention that?
@KAT5COLBY.
Okay. Or you tweet me, Vibe in Rome, VibinRome.
But tweet me, because I'm
really,
cool.
Really, really make her mad about if you tweet me about her rant, just do that. You know, just see how she reacts to that. Basically, make my day.
Be like, Colby's the best. She knows what she's talking about.
Right.
X, Y, Z, and L. All of it.
I appreciate the truth and honesty. So, I mean, if that's really how you feel, by all means. But otherwise, yeah. Tell her how awful she is. You need to hear from you more. I know. But.
I know there are other people that are going to be like, oh, yeah, I completely agree. Like, this is ridiculous. Like, why can't I see my freaking channels? They don't have to be in HD, nothing like that. But I want to at least be able to, like, see the news.
Progressives. I mean, it's a new day and age. That used to be awesome when you could just move to a new place and, you know, you still have cable there. But, times change. It's quite unfortunate.
Can we go back, like, 5 years and just stay there?
You can, tell you what, you can go back 5 years and you can stay there.
You really want to know?
Yeah, sure. Enlighten me. You're doing nothing?
I was in high school.
Oh, so cute. My high school there 5 years ago. Oh.
Yep. Where were you five years ago? You were probably at your, like, 10-year class reunion, right? For high school.
Yes, exactly. I was out of high school already. Experiencing a wonderful world of, what, Tallahassee? Tallahassee. College town, Fort Florida State.
Woo-woo. Yeah. Maybe I don't want to stay 5 years back.
This is a good life. I had a nice puppy. I had a motorcycle and a car. Oh, great. That's good.
And had, like, 4 jobs or something?
Oh, yeah. That was back then, too, huh? Yeah, I was working, 4 jobs. That's right. and school.
Crazy.
You know, you only live once, so you gotta go hard.
Did you just throw a YOLO in there? I'm done.
Perhaps.
I'm done.
What we're gonna do right here is go back, way back, back into time.
Shining your light.
Hello.
Hello. Hello, Puppet.
What's up?
I don't know why I've been doing accents a lot lately. I think I'm just bored with life and trying to spice it up.
Are you? Well, how can you be bored with life and you have a motorcycle?
I know, right? I've got so much to rant about, and I got a new TV, and a bike,
and you're bored.
That I have to pay for. It's just lovely.
Yeah, so how are you bored? What's you?
You'd be surprised.
No, think about it. Yeah, never mind. You know, I'll talk to you sometime.
Springfield, isn't that where the Simpsons took place? Springfield, Massachusetts?
Yes. Sure.
A little pop culture for you there. Well, Springfield, like I said, is in Massachusetts. It's not in Colorado or California or Washington or any other areas that might have legal pot smoking. So I don't know. Maybe this guy just thought he was, like, in a different state or something. Because he's 30. His name's Ricky Allendale. He was pulled over, just a normal sign traffic stop thing. And when the cop came up, you know, knocks on the window, license, registration.
I know what's wrong with this.
Rolls
yeah.
down the window, and out comes a nice cloud of smoke that is not from a cigarette. Like I said, he's 30.
The cannabis cloud.
The cop goes, "Are you smoking marijuana while operating this motor vehicle?" And his response is, "Why, yes, I am, officer."
At least he's honest.
True. So, yeah, he was charged with operating a motor vehicle while under the influence of marijuana. And then he was issued citations for possession of less than an ounce, because, of course, he's meant to thrust. And failure to wear a seatbelt, and failure to stop at a stop sign.
At least he was feeling good.
He was. So that we're off.
Yeah. Definitely. Did he get hauled off the field, or did he just get what's the fine?
No, he got arrested.
Okay.
He definitely got arrested for all that.
Wow. Maybe he was bored with life. This is why you don't get bored with life, because you do stuff like that. And, you know, you just can't enjoy life's freedom.
This is true. This is very true. So I have a fun, awesome, science-y story that I'm kind of excited to share, but you're going to judge me, so it's just going to have to happen.
All right. Kind of got me on the edge right here. You said you have an awesome Plan B story?
Nerdy story.
Oh, nerdy. I was like, Plan B? Okay.
God. No, no.
That's a dark sense of humor.
No. Okay, so several years ago, I think it was like in the news, it was kind of a big thing in the news where they're like, all the bees are dying out and we're not going to have any honey. Because it's really, you know, the selfish part of it. Like, we're not going to have any honey. Not, oh my God, bees are going extinct. So anyway. Bees are, like, diminishing in number, right? Well, of course, we use bees for honey. If you didn't know that, read a book. So the cool, I think this is really cool. It's kind of messed up, but it's really cool. This past week in England, I think it was in England. France, my bad, France. Ooh, sorry for that.
Terrible.
Yeah, that was bad. That was a bad mix-up. Anyway.
You just stuck it with Europe. You get these.
I know, just a blanket statement.
Somewhere in Europe.
So these French beekeepers, you know, go out, do-do-do-do-do, they pull up the little honey thingies to get the honey, because, you know, that's what they do. Do-do-do-do-do, and they're like, oh, shiitake mushrooms, it's blue and green. WTF, mate. Wait, that's Australia. Anyway.
Oh, wow.
So,
you know,
they're like,
that's friend.
My friend. So they're like, how and why are we getting blue and green honey? Well, they did some research, and there was a M&M's plant, like M&M the candy plant nearby, that the bees were actually feeding on. So they had, like, the blue and green M&M waste, like, from the coloring that...
Right, the food dye.
They just... Yeah, and they weren't disposing of it correctly. And the bees were getting it, and then they were creating this blue and green honey. And
you know what
I would
do? They're not gonna... honey. That would be awesome.
Really? I mean, it looks pretty gross.
Honey's awesome in its own right, but blue honey's pretty cool.
But it's like a dark blue. It's like the color of...
You wish you had blue honey. Let's admit it. It's okay. Green honey? Yeah, not so much. But blue honey,
no.
Yeah.
It's like, because you know how honey is kind of see-through?
Yeah, that's what makes it cool. Like, what
but it,
blue,
the blue
see-through this stuff, you know, that's pretty awesome. No, exactly.
Blue
so,
honey is see-through, though.
That's great. Look, all right, I'm seeing if I could find a picture of this blue honey.
I sent you the article.
Oh, I don't pay the book you sent me.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, now it's out there. maybe it doesn't look as cool as I thought it would be.
Yeah, you were going on and on and on. Oh, that's so cool. I want to eat blue honey. No, that's
cool
not nasty. What?
I said it looks cool on the honeycomb.
Yeah, it does. It looks kind of like things black.
Anyway, I'll post up the website. That's whatraise.wordpress.com. So you guys can check it out. Tell us what you think.
Would you eat it? After seeing it,
would you eat it? It's honey. Yeah, so what? No shame.
I don't know that I would eat it.
Yeah, well, you know.
Made from M&M's. It makes it so much better. That's just weird.
Exactly. So you're getting your chocolate fix and a healthy honey source.
Well, it's not chocolate, honey.
Well, you could imagine. Use your imagination, all right? You're being Debbie Downer right now. Need some...
A Debbie Downer, really?
Yeah.
No.
No?
Well, right. Take a look on the website. Let us know what you think. Hit us up via text or whatever else. We'll be back after this.
DJ Sell.
Only a few will understand and appreciate what's about to happen. Rappers are in danger.
Chris, I don't talk itch. Expand your consciousness and dismiss foolishness. No one is new to this or new to Chris. In hip-hop's atomic structure, I am the nucleus. That is the center of the group. We us, they, them, you. Every squad, every mops of every crew. Dental floss is lost when a true rapper jumps. The cash is incidental but not mental. Back you, of course. What? The style that I am kicking is like chicken. It will be bitten, rewritten. Then perform for a $25 admission. Reviewed in the source.
Rappers are in danger. when I first met you in my cousin's house. A week later, we was f***ing on your mama's couch. Now, which bitch said that big girls, they don't cry. But they damn don't lie. Look you in the eye, saying you they own. You and I, till the day we die, said you never leave me alone. Yeah, yeah, ex. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Girlfriend, how you been? I see you still trying to f*** with other women, man. Remember when I first met you in my cousin's house? A week later, we was f***ing on your mama's couch. Now it's been said that big girls, they don't cry. But they damn sure lie. Look you in the eye, saying you they own me. You and I, till the day we die, said you never leave me lonely. Fly tenderoni, but you phony. Should've listened when my mama told me. Soon as I turn my back and try to f*** my homies. That was then, this is now, I got a new friend. Ever since I cut them loose, since you wanna f*** me. Add stripes to my life. That'll make me think twice about living. The wife even, picture that. You ain't want me when you had me. Now you on your third baby daddy. And you hate to see your happy. So you're trying mad ways to trap me. Looking at my girl Nancy, trying to throw the f*** at me.
Look at this over here trying to act like me.
Catch a lump from a black butterfly. Dead on, pack a lullaby. Sleep on her. She said you tried to creep on her. In the mall and didn't know she had to reach on her. Pearl handle 22. My boo, she go ahead and walk her dog and represent woo with the bullet. You and her can shoot the fair one. I'll bring the bullet. You know what I'm saying? Stop playing.
DJ,
who the fuck is this? Who paging me at 5:46 in the morning? Crack of dawn. Who the fuck is this? Paging me at 5:46 in the morning? Crack of dawn. Now I'm yawning, wiping the food out my eyes. Who's this paging me and why? It's my nigga Pop from the barbershop. Told me he was in the gambling spot and heard the intricate plot. A niggas wanna stick me like flypaper, neighbor. Slow down, love, please chill, drop the paper. Remember them niggas from the hill? My nigga Fame up in Prospect. Nah, them my niggas, nah, love wouldn't disrespect. I didn't say them, they schooled me to some niggas that you knew from back when you was clocking minor figures. Now they heard you blowing up like nitro, when they wanna stick the knife through your windpipe slow. So, thank Fame for warning me, cause now I'm warning you. I got the Mac, nigga, tell me what you gonna do. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper. Damn, niggas wanna stick me for my paper. Niggas wanna stick me for my paper. They heard about the Rolexes and the Lexus. Texas life, the places out of state. They heard about the pounds you got down in Georgetown. And they heard you got half Virginia locked in. They even heard about the clip you picked them off. South Florida, the fifth corridor. Called the corridor.
Six Man
Radio.
Not live. Now I'm live. There we go. Hey, what's up?
Hey. How are you?
You don't like the pictures?
What are you talking about?
The pictures. For
no pictures.
The guys, that sounds bad, doesn't it? For the guys that climb the skyscrapers in Dubai.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, fine.
Yeah, he's all like, oh, yeah, I saw it, and I yawned. Whatever, I'm unamused, basically.
Is it a crime not to be amused?
What's
not to be amused at the same? You have to understand, like, I've seen a lot of these pictures and selfies and, you know, ridiculous craziness, people climbing to very, very large heights, and yeah, filming it. So, okay, cool. Congratulations. Twirling on the finger. What?
We decided that they were going to find a bunch of photographers and take selfies. Okay. As high as you could possibly climb, and then take pictures. And it's like no climbing stuff, no anything, like, to keep them from falling. And in an interview, they said that it was, there's a lot of adrenaline with it. It's pretty cool. They said they climbed, like, 20 different buildings. I think it's pretty sick. Roman's apparently unamused.
Very much so. But continue talking about it if you're fascinated by it. You haven't seen the videos of, like, craziness that people do? Like, they're jumping from, like, those really, really high cranes on those buildings, like, with no kind of safety harness or anything?
I've seen, well, no, because I don't want to see the spot at the end. But I've heard of people doing that. I just don't understand why. And, like, how do you land?
It's an adrenaline rush. Most people can't do that. They don't have the kind of balance or courage to do that. So, yeah, you know.
Like, how do you physically hit the ground from a plane without anything to, like, slow you down and not die?
I'm sorry, what?
They weren't
jumping off the building. They were more sort of jumping, you know, from, like, the bars on the crane to bars on the crane. They weren't skydiving from the crane without any. They live.
I don't understand it.
I don't know how to break it down either further. It's like playing. Okay, so you know how if there's a river, right, and there's stones that pop out of the water, right? You're hopping on the stones to stay dry, but instead of being water, it's just a really, really long drop.
So really, really long drop is what makes me think that you would die.
Yes, but if you stay on the stones, right, the metaphorical stones, you don't die because you're safe on the stones. I can't simplify it more than that. I really can't. You're killing me here.
I don't understand.
Oh, you know what? Thank you. You just passed. I'm done. Anyway, what's your next story?
Where are your stories, sir? So you dropped, like, 3 in a matter of 30 seconds, and you think that you're done for the show? You didn't do your homework, did you?
I did do my homework. I sent you my homework, actually. You didn't grade it.
Open that email.
Anyway. There was one about this high school valedictorian, her GPA. Okay, so when I was in school, the highest you could possibly get was a 5.0. And then, but most kids either, you know, just topped out at 4.0, 3.0, and so on and so forth. Student got a 10.03 GPA.
What is the grading scale on that? Because I think in my high school it was just a 5.0. In college it was no higher than a 4.0.
Right. Well, the grade is still the 4.0 system, but since she takes, like, weighted college courses, that boosted her high school GPA to what it was. 10.03. That's more than triple my GPA.
But I don't understand, because in order to...
What's going on?
Shut up. No, but in order for that... Like, okay, so if some people can get a 10.0, then what's the general grading scale for the rest of the school that doesn't take all these classes, you know? So, like, because
right.
At my high school, it was a 4.0 unless you were taking advanced, like, AP or dual enrollment, in which case you could make up to a 5.0. What?
Okay. So I'm confused. What don't you understand? Can you just explain what has happened with this?
Because it's like, well, that's only going up 1 point, though, for advanced.
How do you go from a 4.0 to a 10.0?
Because he's also taking, on top of her advanced classes, he's also taking college courses.
I heard you, but I've seen that, and it's only like a 5.0.
Okay, so you, 5 plus 5 is what?
It doesn't add on. It's not like if you take two courses, you can get an 8.0.
Okay, so please explain to me, because I just broke it down. You just completely threw that out the window. No, Jerome, that makes perfect sense. How dare you?
I'm being made fun of, because apparently when I said that, I had a lisp like a nerd.
Yeah.
Whatever. Good for frickin' her. She probably has no friends.
Yeah, so she graduated with an associate's degree and high school diploma. And
so, I graduated with a year done. That's nothing special.
What was your GPA? Do you remember? Is that why you don't understand it? Because you're jealous of her? Really? All right.
I have no idea what my GPA was. I think it was like a 3.4 or something. It was like just shy of the honors GPAs.
Okay.
Which I was really, really mad about, too.
Okay. I see, now that we found out the root of the problem, you know, we can discuss that and move on.
Shut up. All right. Moving on. Speaking of students, I'm trying to think of what senior pranks my class did. And I really can't think of anything too crazy.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of talk of some crazy ones, but nobody ever did them, you know? Apparently, there were some students in Bridgeville, Pennsylvania, which is apparently a place, that were disciplined I've never heard of that place. They were disciplined for releasing hundreds of crickets in the high school. Which is clever, because it's annoying and obnoxious, but it really doesn't mess anything up. It gets rid of the bug, well, and gives you new bugs.
Exactly.
But yeah, apparently they will be disciplined for it. They were caught on camera, that type of thing. I actually thought of that one.
How they'll be punished?
It doesn't say. Is it Chartiers Valley High School? But yeah, so like all the teachers and janitors and stuff have been enlisted to help clean up the bugs. But it's just like, I don't think they should have gotten in trouble for it. Yeah, maybe a stern talking to, but
stern talking to with a finger waving in their face. Don't do that.
Exactly.
Next time,
smack a ruler on the desk.
Right.
Nothing too crazy. But, yeah, so I know we've talked about senior pranks before, but I don't remember what you said your senior prank was. I know when, I think it was the year before us, they took salt and did their graduation year in the grass.
Mm-hmm.
Which fills the grass for a long time.
Right.
So what was your senior prank? That was not a rhetorical question.
Okay. Just the standard toilet papering school.
Yeah, we didn't do any of that.
And there was toilet papering and egging going on. Yeah.
You guys did egging?
A group of individuals completely, they didn't destroy the car, but they, like, there was toilet paper everywhere, there was eggs all over one particular car, and it's pretty interesting to see, like, everybody else's car was caught, that car was just a mess.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
kind of
extreme.
Yeah, well, you know, they may not have it coming to them, but now. I mean, who knows? It was a while ago, so I'm sure they got over it by now.
No, I would still be salty about that.
You'll still be traumatized by that?
I would still be quite angry about that.
Oh, come on.
Mm-mm.
Something?
Yeah, like,
I would
not
know. Hold
your paint job.
It wasn't as nice as of cars anyway.
We have a caller. I was just about to take them back in the screening room, but let's just bring them on live. Hello, are you there?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Good,
how are you?
I'm good. You sound really hot. How big are your boobs?
White power! White power!
Rome, how big are your boobs?
Cactus.
Oh my god, let me check.
Cactus.
I wonder, like, how, like, what he's getting for us keeping him on the air for so long, you know? That's why I just muted him, like, whatever. That, ladies and gentlemen, is why you screen your callers. Cactus. Whatever, thanks for calling, though.
Yeah, I appreciate you calling in. Thank you for the laugh.
I mean, if you want to keep practicing, only call it once. But 850, hey boo, call me. It's been really hot. Oh, my God. 850-583-0426. Or, again, as we're live, 646-478-3599. Shout out to William Gendron? I don't know how to say his name. But yeah, thanks for calling.
Good try, though.
And I am hot, thank you.
That one was referred to me, actually. Thank you.
Oh, no. That one was for me. That's the other thing. If you're going to text us and be like, oh, you sound really hot, you at least have to tell us who you're talking about, because
yeah,
we are going to argue
cool,
about that. This is like one of the things that they say where they're like, oh, if you want to have fun, if you're bored one night, go on Facebook and comment the three of you are hot on a picture of four
right.
girls and just sit back and watch. That's basically what
that would
did.
Be awesome.
So we're going to go to another music break, and it'll be the last one of the show. So we'll be back.
Show me why they call you Sam.
Sonic's the name. Speed's my game.
I'm telling you, okay, now I'm in the spot where I wanna be. Money spent, niggas getting bent, chicks in front of me. Just the way I like it, Sonny's turning something. I got a seat up in the cut and I'm burning something. Booty dance around a nigga and I'm peeling one. Off the top of the stairs and I'm feeling fun. Plus I'm dolo at the table, I'm fucking with the chick with the fat fatty in the ring up in the navel. Dances around, she struts with the fuck walk. Touches her toes so she can make her butt talk. Do what you gotta do, I ain't mad at you. Know a lot of famous women seen and as bad as you. You's a real bad girl, a nigga need that. Sippin' on your Henny, actin' where the weed at. Let me put you on to something. You fuckin' with a big nigga, no frontin'. Yeah. So just turn it around, let me see you something. Fuckin' with me, some real is gon' be something. Yeah. I'm talkin' lights, camera, action. Have me singin' on the side of Miss Jackson. Turn it around, let me see you something.
Your ass beat blue black, blowing the nerve. I'm off the curb, push mountains of herb. You niggas already heard the bro bird. Keep a pistol grip, pump on his lap at all times. Wherever, however, cause young niggas stay trying. See him and be like, huh? Nigga, what? Huh? Give a fuck, like what? Blow my weed, smash the gas, hop up in my lane. She be looking way different through these $1,000 frames. Make me in their mind, fuck the $1,000 brain. $1,000 lame, only get loud around this gang ass nigga. Ass nigga, come down to for real, you ain't gotta ask nigga.
Nah.
I'm on a raft, nigga.
Mike Vick with this shit. I don't need a pass, nigga.
Like, what that shit do?
Yeah, I'm just doing my thing. Fingers in the sky, bangin' my game. Like, oh, gon' fall back. Cause you don't want no problems like that. Cause we gon' be like, huh, nigga, what? Huh, give a fuck, nigga, why?
Nigga be like, huh, nigga, what? Huh,
give a fuck, nigga, why? Your money funny, you a clown. Your bitch hit me up, then I'm probably going down. It depends on how much of that shit I just had. Feel cool, but I prefer my MDMA by the bag. Heavy hitter right here, all you other niggas jab. Big talking about beef till you start to have a slap. Do the math, all class, cause I got them yelling. Like flat, and when I'm done, they always ask, how you do that
rock my own kick game, eight-figure deal, figure how I'm caught side of the clip game. Still pop ace king shit, I'm a rosé. Black mate back, leather gloves on that OJ. Okay, there you beating me, bitch, no date. Bands to make a dance, that's $1,000 foreplay. AK, get a full clip, not a sound wave. You kiss it in the mouth, ask her how my dick tastes. Bitch, nigga, you don't want no drama. I'm worth a couple commas of death before the sauna. Last king from China, all my shit be designer. Extraordinary drama, hot body just shit for nothing. Wet, wet up, hot temp up, get wet up. She give me head, not neck up, to clean the mess up. One false move, dead from a gesture. Cash in the safe, nigga, I don't feel no pressure. I'm dope. All my shit dope. All my shit dope. Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes. All my shit dope. All my shit dope. Cause it's 187 how I'm killing these hoes.
Snakes on the bustle, her man's out of hustle. Crown on the watch, young niggas still thugging. 8.7 on the crib, so fuck it. Went gold in the month, so it ain't no budget. New chain, Rolex link. New chick, just drag my mink. New cars just to ride around here. Aviated crew, we fly around here. Hates on who, niggas down around here. Bab soft boss, got insurance on the pier. Cars, rock stars, dope boys at odds. I done seen it all, go back to the cross. Hands clap like Ning in stadium. $1 million gang, but I'm rocking native folk. I see you dripping, boy, don't make me pick your label up. Scotty dripping on the dribble, I just made him up.
You know what it is, what it is, we do what we do.
Show me why they call it.
If good girls get down on the floor, tell me how low will a bad girl go. She probably pick it up, drop it down real slow. Either that or she's upside down on the pole. That's when I grab the knot, throw it up in the sky. Let it come down slow, watch it all fly. Front to the back, then side to the side. Then we head back to my crib for the night. That's how it goes down all night long. She whispered in my ear, said she loves my song. This is why I'm hot, she got it on the phone. Top 10 down low, number one ring. In my zone, tell me what's good, what it be. Can't say I'm what you want, but I got what you need all night. It's alright, we could dance, but you gotta keep it up a little something like this. Like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this, like this.
Okay, now I'm in the spot where I wanna be. Money spent, niggas getting bent, chicks in front of me. Just the way I like it, funny turning something. I got a seat up in the cut and I'm burning something. Booty dance around a nigga and I'm killing one. Off the top of the stairs and I'm feeling buns. Plus I'm dolo at the table. I'm fucking with the chick with the fat fatty in the ring up in the navel. Dances around, she struts with the fuck walk. Touches her toes so she can make her butt talk. Do what you gotta do. I ain't mad at you. Know a lot of famous women seen and as bad as you. You's a real bad girl, a nigga need that. Sipping on your Henny, acting where the weed at. Let me put you on to something. You fucking with a big nigga, no frontin'.
Looking back at it, she wanna fuck me.
Well, I'm trying to fuck her too, so I give her this dick. Yeah, I give her this dick. Yeah, she wants this dick. She gon' get this dick. Yeah, I give her this dick. Yeah, she wants this dick. She gon' get this dick. She was my liquor. She wants some new, so she fucks with a nigga. Long way. And hey, baby, you a bad bitch. Drinking on these bottles, getting ratchet. This your girl, she with you. But she tryna find out what it do. Watch your girl, cause she might get kicked down. Down, down. Many girls down here don't play around.
Back or the front, from the side, bitch, feeling you dust. Cause girl, I do ya. How you ever fuck the blood? She said a nigga got to do it with his tongue. But baby, he a loser. I make you bust it open on the couch. You can put your fingers in my mouth. Cause baby, I do ya. Me and your nigga ain't shame, I'm different. Put that on something, baby, that's my word. Yeah, I do ya, yeah, I do ya. If a nigga come trippin', I'ma tell him I'll shoot ya. Beat the pussy up till it's red like rooster. And after I fuck, I get the movin' like the Hoovers. Yo, niggas, I'ma fuck you better than it. If they wearin' chains, I'ma jack it like Letterman. Now, really, 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 really do know how to fuck. I pull my dick in and slide out before I nut. Girl, I do ya.
Come and get down on my knee, baby. Fuck you, baby, you see.
Yeah. on payroll. Somebody call the police, mayday, mayday. Popping that pussy like an AK. Bitch, take it to the bank, take it to the bank. She's making deposit, these are the hoes ain't. Keep dropping that pussy, bitch, I'm about to make a deposit in that pussy. The nigga that motherfucker, I ain't gon' lie. Wanna get to your crib, bitch, fuck you all night. And I ain't gon' lie, love money, ho. And that ass straight looking like a bankroll. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, we all let it go there. Real niggas, yeah, we all let it go there. Bad bitch, yeah, they all let it go there.
I saw something on Facebook today, which I'm sure I'm like one of the last people to see, that was about this girl was on this dating app, and the conversation dramatically changed. So
okay.
It went from like a normal what's up. And the guy sends her, how's your day going? Is it pouring in Long Island yet? And then all of a sudden sends her a naked picture.
Direct, straight to the point.
Of himself.
All right. Oh, wow. Okay.
Mm-hmm. So the conversation goes as follows. Well, I don't know what she said, but he goes, oh, well, you don't like. And she goes, fuck no. He goes, too big for you? How is it that always is a comeback? Like, you know you got caught and you did something and we don't like it. So you're like, oh, it's just too big for you.
I mean, you know, it's kind of it's a way of saving face.
Oh, my God. So she goes, I don't need to see that. I don't need to be disrespected by someone I don't even know. He's like, I was just showing you what I got. Relax. It's only my cock. And she was like, fuck off. Don't ever message me again. And he goes, you're a prude. And she's like, you're correcting his grammar. She's like, nice try, though. So,
wow.
Dang it, where's the picture now?
You're
going to look
at the picture?
Really? No, I'm not looking at the picture. No. They're all screenshots.
Is that the porn you're watching as you're flossing your teeth?
Oh,
okay.
God. No. So he goes, you're a prude. Y-O-U-R. She goes, why are you apostrophe R-E? Nice try, though. No, he comes back with, no wonder you're single. So the same way. And she goes, again, you're correcting his grammar. And he just goes, I have a big cock. Like, what? She goes, and since you're pretty easy to find on Facebook, Trevor, I shall send mom, and then her name, screen snaps of this conversation. What's that question? Shall I send mom screenshots of this conversation so that you, she knows how you treat women. Of course, he's like, don't. Because
wow.
I think I might do it anyway since you you felt the need to harass me. Why do you think it's okay to sexually harass girls you don't know? He goes, I thought you'd like it. She's like, I honestly think you deserve to have that uncomfortable conversation with your mother. He's like, that's not right. Don't do that. It's my mom. She's like, I know. It's your mom, and she wound up sending it. What do you think?
I think she deserves it.
Do you agree that she should have done it?
Yep. Oh, she didn't do it?
Like,
whoa.
I was like, that's awesome. I'm glad she did it. Like, whew. And then one of my gay male friends, and that is relevant, was like, that's too much. Like, she shouldn't be on a dating site if she didn't want to see that, da da da. And I'm like, I was about to be like, or he was saying, that's a little harsh. Yeah, it was wrong, but she went a little overboard. Plenty of people do that. It's the internet. People do stupid things. Taking it seriously causes a lot of issues. If it's an app, block him, which I get. But
sure.
I wanted
well,
to be like, well, you don't know
what
it's like to
about this. Text us. Send us on Facebook, message us, do all that. Tweet us. And thank you for listening. Hope you guys had a marvelous Memorial Day weekend. We will be here same time, same place next week. Have a good weekend. A week.